You're listening to Discovering Multifamily, where we discuss all educational topics in commercial real estate with an emphasis on multifamily apartment investing via syndication. And now, your hosts, former NFL fullback Brian Leonard and Anthony Scandariato.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Discovering Multifamily Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Anthony Scandariato, here with Red Knight Properties. And boy, do we have a special episode here for you. We are welcoming Brad Chandler on our show. This is episode 237, and we're recording this very early October of 2023. So a lot of different things going on in the economy and the real estate market. And Brad has been in real estate for a very long time. He first got introduced to real estate when he read a book in the ninth grade on how to buy houses and kind of got hooked after there. He's been in the business since 2002 and realized when an investor bought his neighbor's house in Virginia, he just started to start express home buyers. He was realizing how lucrative it could be and how to systemize things better and more efficiently. And he's had multifamily experience. He also worked for Avalon Bay, which I'm sure a lot of you are aware of. They're a very large multifamily developer. And, you know, fast forward 20 years later, Express Home Buyers, which is Brad's company, has bought and sold over 4,000 homes across the country and now runs primarily, you know, without Brad's, you know, active involvement on a day-to-day basis. So what Brad's working on now, and this is what we're going to talk about on our show, is making more of an impact on his team members and all the clients that they have. In early 2021, he went through some pretty major life changes and found different type of freedom and happiness as, you know, in conjunction to his real estate business. So we're going to talk about that. And in 2022, he really catapulted this experience from 2021 that he had. And now he's sharing others and has started to become a coach as well. So really excited to have him. And thanks for coming on, Brad.
Thank you. And I got to meet that author of that book that I read in ninth grade was named Robert Allen. And last week at a mastermind, I got to meet him and talk to him and tell him how he impacted my life. So that was really cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, it must be very cool to connect with someone from, I mean, God, now it's almost 30 years ago, probably.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's great. So talk to me about Express Home Buy. Talk to me about I obviously introduced you, but did I miss anything?
No, you did a great job. So yeah, 20 years ago, I started Express Home Buyers and I slowly built it to a place where I think I did 60. It took me 8 months to find my first house. And then in July and August of 2003, I bought six houses. And then I came to my boss in October and said, I quit and I started Express Home Buyers. And here we are 4,000 houses later. And I'm in a fortunate position where I spend an hour a week on a meeting, on our management meeting. And it allows me to focus on my real passion. That's helping people, you know, find true happiness and freedom.
Okay. So talk to us about your journey through that business, because you've obviously had it for a very long time. And did you take a step back from it in 2021?
It was gradual. It was from 2021 to early 2022. It was a gradual. I had been pursuing all along to build a company that ran without me. Actually, one of the first books I read 20 years ago was E-Myth by Michael Gerber, which it talks about how to systematize your business. It's really great. And then we hired a couple of consultants from the Gerber Institute. But my need to make a bunch of money to prove myself kept getting in the way because I caused a lot of chaos in the business. I was chasing every shiny object that went by because I didn't know this at the time. But now looking back, it was, if I can make a bunch of money, I'm going to be happy and I'm going to be fulfilled. And it's just not how life works.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So what were you, obviously, you were CEO, obviously, if I had to guess. So what was your work week when you were active? What did it look like? Was it like 100 hours plus a week, pretty much? Like what?
So here's, here's the interesting thing. I was always working, but I wasn't the 100-hour guy behind the desk. I work with a lot of clients now who do work 100 hours behind the desk, even though they have a bunch of money. And the interesting thing is when you don't feel enough, which almost every human being to some degree doesn't feel enough, when you don't feel enough, you are driven to work and get more material stuff and more money and more cars and more vacations. And it's never, never enough, right? When you don't feel enough, it's never enough. So I never worked 100 hours, but what I did do is I made these crazy risks. I took these crazy risks. So from 2003 to like 2020, 2019, I made 5 mistakes, Anthony, that cost me and my business partner $9 million. And that was all like, hey, if I can go to Virginia Beach and open that market, and if I can renovate 80 houses at one time, this is kind of one of the huge things I learned in the last 3 years is that our subconscious mind drives 95% of our daily behavior. But most people don't even understand what those things are that are driving them. So in my case, it was this lack of worth was driving me to take these crazy chances that, again, led to $9 million in losses.
Got it. Okay. But obviously the company, talk about that loss. So was the company able to recover from that? Like what?
Yeah. I mean, we're thriving today. I mean, it wasn't easy. I mean, we bought 3 development deals in 2005, thinking that we knew everything about real estate when I just started like a year and a half prior. And those 3 development deals cost $3 million. I got involved in a trademark lawsuit with a guy that had trademarked We Buy Houses. That cost us like $2 million. So, it was a big learning lesson, but, we survived and, you know, I think we're stronger from it.
So how many employees does the company have?
We have about 15 full-time employees in our office in Springfield, Virginia. And then we have another, I think, 12 full-time virtual assistants in the Philippines.
Okay. So you know, medium size, small to medium size, give or take. So that's great. So how did that process look for you when, you know, you took a step back from, you know, full-time to basically 1 hour a week? Did you appoint a new CEO or did you have partners? Like what does the structure look like? And was that $9 million, you know, mistake that you mentioned, was that really the catapult to figure out, okay, I've done well, you know, the company has done well. It's like, this is enough. Like, I don't want to deal with this anymore, but like, I'm assuming that was really the moment and you had some time to reflect on it. Just talk to us about how do you make that decision? Because you're right. When someone, business owner hits a certain level of success, they still want to, you know, continue to do more and more and more, which is a good thing. It's a good thing and a bad thing, right? It's almost like a double-edged sword. So just talk to us about that a little bit.
Yeah. So you had asked me earlier, what did I do at the company? And I spent a lot of my time in sales and marketing. Like I really love marketing. So we've run millions of dollars of TV ads. I'm the face of the company. I came up with the marketing strategy for a while. I was running the acquisition department. My partner, I do have a partner in the business. He handled kind of the construction and the finance side of the business. So over time, over the last 3 years, it was gradual. The mistakes actually weren't what caused me to step out. I'll tell you why in a second. But in terms of my partner works actively in the business. He's actually probably working 20, 30 hours a week now. And then 2 years ago, we brought in a CFO. And that CFO has really helped streamline things. But the real reason, Anthony, that I switched to get out of the company is about 2.5 years ago, trying to get my son help for his anxiety at the time he was 19, I was told that I might have had some issues from my childhood that I need to look into that may have been causing his anxiety. And I did. I went out and worked with this guy in Park City, Utah. And in 3 hours, my life forever changed. And I came back and I was like, oh my gosh, I think I've just figured out the secret to happiness in life. And that secret, Anthony, is going back and figuring out. As a child, you go through, I mean, I've never met anyone who didn't go through some stressful time in their childhood or didn't get their needs met. And they form this story about that. And usually that story has something to do with they're not enough, they don't belong, they can't connect. So I lived with that story for 47 years. And when I reversed that story, I really found true freedom. Like money doesn't buy you freedom. So I looked around, I was like, oh my gosh, this is the problem everywhere, whether it's divorces or the prisons being full or hospitals or child sex trafficking, you name it. it all goes back to this, how an individual feels about themselves. So my life changed so profoundly that I was like, oh my gosh, I've got to do this work. And so a couple months after coming back from Park City and having this transformation, I started studying and learning from some of the best. And then it was just obvious. Like, I wake up every day now and I cannot wait to help these folks. And I've helped, you know, close to 75 people just make major transformative shifts and improve their relationships and stop working and get over depression or anxiety. So it's, I get to wake up and live my purpose every day. It's quite a beautiful thing.
That's awesome. So do you still have a passion for real estate? Like, did you lose that? Or
I don't, you know, doing the work, I realized that the only reason I got into real estate was to make a bunch of money so that I could find fulfillment and happiness. So, no, it was never. And the reason I know that, Anthony, is because I was in Oceanside, California last week at one of the premier real estate for house flippers called Collective Genius. And I told this story to several people. I could go on the beach, put a nice little umbrella up and sit there 8 hours a day for 6 months and read books on psychology and the brain and happiness. And I never could do that with real estate. Like, I could barely get through a real estate contract. Like, it bored me. But I just kept doing it because I was like, this can make a lot of money. And, you know, two marriages that didn't work out and the use of alcohol and weed and $9 million worth of business mistakes. It didn't work out the way I'd planned.
So can you talk to my audience about some words of encouragement in terms of anybody who's maybe in real estate right now, or maybe they're even on the passive investing side and in different properties, or somebody young looking to get in the industry, not really sure which part of the industry I can, you know, or somebody that's been in the business for a while, and is happy, really does like the business. Maybe talk to that audience a little bit, just so they have some clarity in terms of, you know, maybe they're thinking, somebody who's been in a while, maybe it's something, like you said, like your goal was to make a lot of money and then kind of provide freedom and flexibility for you and your family afterwards, which is kind of what happened. But it sounds like it just, you know, it almost like it was never enough, like you said. But that light bulb flipped pretty recently. Which is a good thing. So yeah, if you could kind of talk to those different type of audience that may be listening right now.
Sure. So, I think the greatest thing in life are your relationships, right? And what we often do is, the way I started the company is, I started the company thinking that I was going to try to use a company to get to a state, and the state was happiness and freedom, right? And what I learned is that you don't get to happiness and freedom by making a bunch of money. So if you can do the work today and find happiness and freedom, the chances of you getting to that financially free place are a lot better, because you're not going to make the silly mistakes like I did, or you're going to find something that you're truly passionate about. Most entrepreneurs get into business for two reasons. One is that they want to control things because they lack control in their childhood. Or two is they want to make a bunch of money because they think that it's going to bring them happiness. So the best thing you can do is start with awareness. Like, where do I stand? How do I feel about myself? What is my self-esteem? Because 3 years ago, if we were having this conversation, I would have told you that, hey, I have a lot of self-esteem. I don't care what other people think, and I love myself. And it was all a lie. So you got to start with awareness. So number one is, I developed this 3-minute 12 question self-love quiz. You can go to bradchandler.com/quiz, take the quiz and figure out, like, where do you stand? If you score lack of self-love or mild self-love, I guarantee you every area of your life, including your relationships and your business and your health, are negatively impacted. So start there. And from there, you can decide to make the change. But real estate is an amazing vehicle. Like, it is really provided a good life for me. And I have friends who are in multifamily that have thousands of units. And, you know, some of them are going through some struggles with the refinance thing now, but now you're walking into it and you know what the interest rates are. So when you plan your cash flow, you can actually, you know, you know, like, it's going to be 7-8%, right? It may go up, may go a little down. So as long as you have awareness, that's the most important thing. So if you say, look, I want to make a bunch of money, and I don't really love real estate, but I can tough it out for 5 to 10 years. There's no right answer here. That's fine for you if it works for you. Looking back now, I'm 50 years old. If someone said, "Hey, you've got to go make $5 million," I would say no. I'm not going to do something that I don't love and waste 5 or 10 years of my life doing something I don't love. So there's no right answer here. But to start with awareness, that's the really important thing, because most people wake up, they go to a job that they don't like, they come home, they argue with the wife, they drink 3 glasses of wine, they have no idea why they're doing it. It's because of programming that happened 30, 40 years ago when you were a child that's driving your behavior. When you can become aware and become mindful, everything in your life shifts. And then you have relationships, you get to have these deeply connected relationships with your spouse and your kid or your partner that you were never capable of having before you had the awareness.
Yeah, that was going to be my follow-up question in terms of, real estate could be, it could be very lucrative. There could be, economic cycles like the one you just mentioned that might be pretty tough, but there's always opportunity everywhere. So, people are going to make a lot of money in this down cycle, but also people make a lot of money in the up cycles too. So, but for someone who's, I always figure if you're not passionate about it, then why even bother doing it? But I do see a lot of people in the multifamily real estate, or even in a different asset class of real estate, that, like you mentioned, maybe they're not passionate about it and they just want to make whatever $5 million in 5 years, like you mentioned, and they're out of the industry in like a year. They try to do it and then they're out, just because they're not seeing that quick success. With real estate, it's obviously a long game, which, is kind of what I preach to my partners. But like, what would you say to someone that was, like I said, maybe they were really on fire with it and going into a down cycle, they're a little bit less optimistic, and maybe they need to pivot, whether that's from the industry or in a different manner. Like, what would you say to that person?
So again, no right answer here. I think that when you talk about people getting in the industry and then leaving, I was a real estate coach at one point in my life, and I have a lot of friends who have thousands of students, and they talk to me about why is it that some students can succeed in real estate and why can some not? And it goes back to this subconscious mind. If you believe that you don't deserve to succeed, you can take whatever course or any Tony Robbins thing you want that tells you to look in the mirror and tell yourself you're great. And oh, by the way, you can pick up the phone and call these multifamily owners. But if your subconscious mind is saying it's never going to work, it's never going to work, it's never going to work. So by taking that quiz, you're going to kind of know where you stand. One of the things that Dean Graziosi, I don't know if you know him, but he's a big real estate guy. He sold over $1 billion of courses online. He says 7 levels deep, ask why. So if you're sitting there and you're like, I'm thinking about getting into real estate, or I'm in real estate and it's going okay, ask yourself, well, why do you like real estate? Well, it makes a lot of money. Well, why does it make a lot of money? You ask 7 layers deep, like why, and you may get to the real, you will get to the real answer. And that real answer might be like, this is crazy. Why am I doing this? Maybe I should shift to something. Because I can tell you that when you're passionate about something, so I've already scaled a business, I know how to market, I know how to talk on video, and now I have found something that I can't get enough of. So when we have this conversation in 5 years, Anthony, I bet you that I am going to make more money in this business than I ever did in real estate, but I'm not even trying. All I'm trying to do is make an impact. And when you're just trying to chase a dollar for the sake of chasing a dollar, it can become really, really tedious and monotonous. But if you can find something that you wake up every day and you're like, oh my God, I can't wait to get to work. Think about that. You get to love what you're doing, have great relationships. And if you're great at it and you love it, you're going to make money. You're going to. So real estate's, get back to the market, real estate's cyclical. I don't know what's going to happen. And a lot of people think there's some real bad stuff coming in with real estate. But long-term, there's a shortage of houses. There's a long-term shortage of housing. And if you can stick it out and you can make it through these next couple of years, like, it's going to boom again.
Yeah, I know. And you've been around in the business for a while, so it's good to hear from someone like you. giving words of encouragement to someone who may have not seen a down an economic cycle like this before. So I think that's great.
I lived through 2008. I mean, it was crazy. There was a point in time where we bought a townhouse in Woodbridge, Virginia for $45,000. And 2 years later, that townhouse, I think, was selling for $200,000. And I can remember having the conversation with my partner like it was yesterday. We had the opportunity to buy more and we're like, wait, it might go down lower. Then within like 9 months, you could not touch one of those for under $100,000. And then it just boom, 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 went back up. So if we have a downturn, it's going to be an amazing opportunity. Look, if the world falls apart in the next 12 months, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out and buy a bunch of real estate. I'm not going to be the one doing it. My team is, but I'm going to say, hey, get our hands on as much real estate as we possibly can because we know it's going to come back up again.
Yeah. And if you have a long-term view on things, and like you said, you're able to ride out the storm, potential storm, you know, you'd be in a good position coming out of this. But the bottom line is, if you're not passionate about it, then maybe you need to rethink about what you're doing on a daily basis. And I think, you know, having someone like you in their back corner would be great. And that kind of leads me to my next question as we wind down the podcast now. How can my audience find you, learn more about you, and what would a coaching session kind of look like between someone and yourself?
Yeah, so it's bradchandler.com is my website, and bradchandler.com /contact has all my contact information if you want to reach out. It's a 5-week coaching program, and literally it's 1-hour Zoom sessions. And over the course of that 5 weeks, we go back and we figure out what's that programming? What are those deeply seated beliefs in your head? And then we just simply turn them around using a fancy word called neuroplasticity, but it's basically your brain's natural ability to regrow new neural pathways so that you can change your thinking and thus radically change your behavior. So I've got countless testimonial reviews on my website. And if I can help anyone, if you're suffering, if you're working 100 hours a week, if your marriage sucks, your kids misbehave, or they have, you know, anxiety or something, it all comes back to the same thing. So you don't have to suffer. You were meant to live life in joy and have deeply connected relationships and do what you love. Absolutely. Like, figure out what it is that, and we've just started to get into that too, where we actually did a session on a groups coaching session on Friday, where we went back to between ages 6 and 14 and figured out what was it that you really loved to do as a kid, because often that's what you love to do as an adult.
Makes a lot of sense. And we'll have a link to Brad's website in our iTunes description and on all our social media as well. So feel free to book a session with Brad and reach out and connect him. And we'll also have a tag to his LinkedIn and other social media handles. So feel free to connect with him that way. And really want to thank you for coming on our show today, Brad. Look forward to staying in touch, and yeah, have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.